back to work in time.
Blog Talk Radio.
Dubs, fast breaks, lunch menu.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or
table in just 15 minutes or it's free? You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $22.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99. Save big with Pennzoil oil and filter specials at
the Finally Friday. We're just
better
about there.
Prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
Guys, you work hard, but that doesn't mean you can't look good while doing it. Come in today for JCPenney's biggest sale of the season, where our entire store is on sale. And find Guy's Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $39.99. Or get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store or at jcp.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, 727 to 730. Levi's and some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season 1st to 6th, 8th to 730. Excludes Sephora and Nike Commerce.
Thousands of people are choosing the flexibility of working when they want, driving with Uber. You'll control your day, plus be able to start earning right away just by driving your own car.
I choose to drive with Uber because of the money and flexibility. I'm my own boss. I get to do what I want, when I want, and still earn extra money. Driving with Uber is the smartest thing I've done.
Earn the extra money you need on your schedule. Get started today. Sign up right now. Go to uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
The words of Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, national president of Morena. He said there are times when being right hurts. If things were bad before, now they are worse. That's the case with the so-called structural reforms. For example, they offer to lower the prices of gas and electricity, and it has been the other way around. They increase the gas prices, they increase the price of electricity, they lie. But many have not lost their faith, and Morena has the formula. If they end the corruption in the government, there will be well-being and security for everyone. Morena, the hope of Mexico. Today, Mexico is one of the top 15 economies in the world, meaning that from the 194 countries that exist in the world, they are among the strongest economically speaking. To achieve this, legal, commercial, and infrastructure barriers have been removed. That's why more businesses are coming to Mexico and are generating more jobs, with the approach to keep growing and to go even further. Moving Mexico, government of the Republic.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions. You can take how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Andrew Driggs, immigration attorney. You can tell it's Friday. Immigration attorney, DriggsImmigrationLaw.com. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, Ron Siegel Radio, we start every day with a little bit of a celebration. There's a lot to celebrate today. Yeah, not only did I wake up on, well, some people don't celebrate that, but woke up on the proper side of the grass, but National Cheese Sacrifice Purchase Day. I don't know what that is. National Chicken Wing Day. Yeah, we can deal with that one. My favorite, National Lasagna Day. I don't know about National Lipstick Day. Talk in an Elevator Day. Here's one that most everybody will have to celebrate if you want your day to go smoothly. It is System Administrator Appreciation Day. So if you want your day to go smooth, you better thank that system administrator. They can make things pretty difficult for you if they so choose. So I'm going to thank mine right here, right now. So be aware, you better say thanks. Moving right along. Did you catch any of the Democrat convention last night? Thank goodness it is over. Actually, thank goodness both of them are over. It was pretty brutal going through and watching both of those. Although, if your name was Bill Clinton, you had it made because he slept through it. Just amazing. Did you see the pictures of the former president sleeping during Hillary Clinton's speech? Yeah, I saw that one too. That was a little bit interesting. Speaking of interesting, unbelievable. And, you know, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green Party, Libertarian, any of the above, I'm going to just suggest that last night there was a couple of times that were very, very distasteful. It wasn't when Hillary accepted the nomination. Many people think that. But regardless of your party, the Black Lives Matter people interrupting a moment of silence for fallen officers, really? You can't have a little bit of class? I know that it's tough for some of those folks, but you can't have just a little bit of class? Unbelievable. I don't get it. I listen to Hillary Clinton. Well, most of the time when I listen to Hillary Clinton, once I've taken my Pepto-Bismol, she wants to protect the Second Amendment. She told us that. But only take guns away from bad people. Now, am I missing something here? When a criminal gets a gun and uses a gun in a criminal act, do you think they're going to stop and check to see if they got their gun legally? Do they care if they acquired their gun legally? By definition, they're a criminal. They break the law. They don't care about the law. They're using a gun in the act of a crime. So if they shoot somebody, do they care that it's against the law, that they didn't get the gun legally? I think the shooting of somebody might trump the other part of it. I don't know, but that is Mrs. Clinton's commentary. And once again, I simply refer you to two books, and I get a movie out right now, Dinesh D'Souza's movie, doing very, very well in the box office. But think about this one. Clinton Cash is one book, Peter Schweitzer, and Crisis of Character, former or retired U.S. Secret Service. He was the man right outside the Oval Office for many years, charged with protecting the Clintons, Gary Byrne. Two very, very interesting books, and I would suggest if half the information in those books is accurate. Just half might be a very, very interesting time in our country. Amazing. Unfortunately, we've got other news going on. Gitmo. Now, think about this one. They've already released 200 people from Guantanamo Bay, and I know that that is the only reason people dislike us around the world, is Guantanamo Bay. That's what the president tells us. One of the six detainees released by President Obama 2014 now is found in Venezuela. They're worried that he may be the one getting ready to launch the attacks or some of the purported attacks going for during the Olympics. Just a thought, 200 prisoners released have returned to terrorism, and we want to release more of these folks for what reason? Yeah, that's right. They don't like us because we've got nothing to do with the drones that kill them, but they don't like us because we've got a detention facility that might match the Ritz-Carlton for some of them. Unbelievable. Moving right along. More news making, or easy for me to say, economic news is what I was thinking about. First reading on second quarter GDP, gross domestic product, showed the U.S. economy grew at an annualized pace of 1.2%. 1.2%. That is not very good. We might have to ask the president his thoughts.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, he's not too thrilled about that one else either. Consumer sentiment from the University of Michigan came in at 90 in July. June's reading was 93.5. Economists expected a little better numbers. They did not get them. The Institute for Supply Management's gauge of factory activity fell to 55.8 in July. And you wonder, why is the stock market up? Well, Bank of Japan decided they might need to ease a little bit more. Oil is down at $41.22 a barrel, and a U.S. 10-year treasury is falling. The yields are falling again, 1.474. Bank of Japan is giving you a negative 0.175. The German 10-year bund is a negative 0.118. And if you remember, I've told you this before, the U.S. 10-year treasury should be somewhere between a half and 1% above the German 10-year. That's historically the spread between the two. So either Germany is going to have to go up, the U.S. is going to have to go down, somewhere in between. And again, why do I bring all of this up to you? It's because the 30-year fixed rate loan, yes, I did share with you that Freddie Mac reported that went up to 3.48%. 30-year fixed rate, Freddie Mac, 3.48% was their reported number on Thursday. But when we want to look at what the 10-year treasury should be as compared to the 30-year fixed rate loan, that's a number that we always watch because, you know, this is a home and finance and business and all that other good stuff. We like to talk to you about that on a regular basis. But think about that. If we look at the 1.47 on the 10-year treasury and add that 1.76 historic spread between the 10-year treasury and a 30-year fixed rate loan, that comes out to a 3.23 30-year fixed rate. So I've been sharing with you, I think that interest rates are going to decline a little bit further. Now, here's the big issue. If you're buying a house, don't wait to lock your loan. Take what you have, because you never know. Next Friday will be a very, very volatile day when we see what the new jobs numbers come out at. We'll see that next Friday. Got a data coming out, and we will continue to talk about it. But today we're going to chat about immigration law. That's a big subject in the political campaigns. Andrew Driggs, an immigration attorney, is with us. He is the author of 5 Bad Mistakes Immigrants Make and How to Avoid Them. We'll chat with him about that. Home sales accelerate during the dog days of summer, yet U.S. home ownership rate hits a 48-year low. And how is my credit utilization ratio calculated? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you. How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value. Refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. One of the area trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you. They'll talk to you a little bit about your property and get you the true equity position of your home. You cannot get that with the online services. They're missing a little bit of the data that's needed to get you the true equity position of your property. And we just offer it to you for free. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, 79564. So the home sales accelerate during the dog days of summer is the subject this morning. Existing home sales have accelerated to the highest pace since February 2007. At an annual pace of 5.7 million units, inventory of homes for sale remains below the historical normal six-month mark at a 4.6-month supply, down 5.8% year over year. Median home sales price, again, is a national number. All of these statistics are national. Median home sales price rose to $247,700. I know in California that might be your down payment, but that's the median home sales price. 4.8% higher than a year ago, and replaced the previous peak of $238,900. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, and if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with a great real estate agent in your neighborhood, anywhere in the sound of my voice. If you're not thinking about buying a new home, if you're living in an apartment, if you're renting, leasing, whatever, why? Let's talk about it. Let's see if we can come up with a game plan to get you owning your own home. It does not matter who you are or what your situation is. There are great opportunities out there right now. I had somebody just last night, Conscious in the Park, they said to me, should I wait? I just got married. Should I wait to buy a house? And I said, depends. Do you want to pay a higher interest rate and a higher price, or would you rather a lower interest rate and lower price? And she said, well, I think I'd rather have a lower interest rate and a lower price. I said, well, then what are you waiting for? Right? Because we know that interest rates have to go up. They cannot stay this low forever. And property prices are appreciating. So think about that concept. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-A-R, to 79564. Topic this morning, it's a very, very interesting topic, I believe. And right now it's very, very timely because of the silly season we are in with politics. But we're going to chat this morning with immigration attorney Andrew Driggs. He has written a book, Five Bad Mistakes Immigrants Make and How to Avoid Them. We'll talk about how you might even be able to get a copy of the book, available everywhere in English and in Spanish. So your choice as to which way. Good morning, Andy.
How are you doing, Ron?
Glad to have you with us. And so let's chat a little bit. I know we're talking, and I don't know how they ever figure this number out. They claim there's somewhere between 11 million and 15 million illegal immigrants in our country. How do we, should they hire an attorney? That's the first question, I guess.
Well, I think it's really necessary that people who want to try to legalize their situation here in the United States need to hire an immigration attorney. The immigration law is extremely complex, and it's not just filling out forms. It's understanding what facts may affect the application and whether someone's going to get into trouble even by just applying.
That's an interesting concept, and it's funny that you mentioned the idea. And I'm a big, big proponent of using professional guidance. The irony here is, you know, my son, when he was getting ready to go to college, we hired somebody to help him fill out his applications. And we realized, and in talking to people, we found out that if you're applying to X school, if you put down that you're looking to go into Y discipline, you have a better chance of getting in than putting the wrong information. And it sounds like you're saying the same thing with the immigration forms. If you get good guidance and put the right information in there, what they're looking for, you might increase your odds of success.
That's right. And also the information and your particular situation. I got a call yesterday from a prospective client. He wanted to know if he was eligible for a certain process. And unfortunately, tell him because of his multiple entries into the United States and exits out of the United States that he was not qualified. And if he went ahead with someone who was not an attorney and applied for this benefit, that he would likely be deported.
That's a big issue right there. I mean, because you don't want to go and fill out the paperwork incorrectly and put yourself even further behind the eight ball.
That's right.
I should provide my disclaimer that I do at anytime I have licensed individuals as guests on the radio show. This is information only, educational purposes. We're not giving legal advice on your specific situation. If you want specific legal advice, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Andy. That way you can get the guidance that you need, hire him, retain him, see if it makes sense. But this is not for legal counsel right here. Going through the process, Andy, give me a little idea of what the process is, timelines, things like that. We want to do two different issues. I guess there's two different tracks, I would assume, because I don't know anything about this. I would assume you've got one track for somebody who's that's a non-resident trying to come in the front door, and somebody trying to correct their situation that might have been here illegally. What is the process for the people that are here already trying to legalize their situation?
Well, there's generally two ways to immigrate to the United States. One is through employment, and that's actually very limited. And the other is through a family petition. And there's some other things like investment, but for the vast majority of people, they are going to try to immigrate through a family member. And that could be a parent, that could be a spouse, it could even be a child over 21 years old. And the first process is to become a resident. No one becomes a citizen without first becoming a resident. What they call a lawful permanent resident, many people refer to it as having a green card. That's always the first step. And then afterward, either 3 years, if you're married to a United States citizen, you can apply for citizenship, or everyone else needs to wait 5 years prior to applying for citizenship in the United States.
So if your first step is to live here and to do it legally, you need a green card. What's that process look like?
Well, it's a family petition by either a parent or a spouse or a child. And depending upon the category, for instance, if it's a lawful permanent resident applying petitioning for a spouse, that process can take a long time. And so there may not be a visa available for 10 years, and they have to wait that period of time out. If it is what they call an immediate relative petition, which is a United States citizen petitioning for either a parent or a spouse or a child under 21 years old, there's no wait for a visa to become available. There's no wait. It's just the processing time, and that may take half a year to a year or so to petition that type of a family relationship. There are other relationships where someone can petition. A U.S. citizen can petition for a brother or a sister, but those waits are often 10 years, and in the case of Mexico and the Philippines, it could be over 20 years waiting for that visa to become available for that person to be able to immigrate to the United States.
That seems like a tremendous amount of time.
It's really bad. And when people might say, well, just get in line or, you know, get in the back, there is no line. You know, in reality, waiting 25 years for your chance to immigrate to the United States is a lifetime. And if the petitioner passes away, chances are that ends the petition.
That just baffles me. And when you're saying a half a year to a year for processing time.
Now that's for the quick processes. If someone is here in the United States, perhaps they entered legally on a visa, perhaps they overstayed, but they marry a United States citizen, in about 5 or 6 months, you can become a lawful permanent resident with a green card. If someone enters illegally, let's say, and they marry a United States citizen, they cannot adjust status or get a green card through an interview. They have to leave the country and come back and have to file, if they've been here illegally for any time at all, they have to actually file a waiver, which is somewhat of an expensive process, get that approved, and then leave the country and then come back. And that process generally takes about a year.
Holy cow. I mean, some of these things, it seems that with technology, we should be able to correct some of these issues. Interesting. We're going to talk more with Andrew Driggs, immigration attorney. Website is driggsimmigrationlaw.com. If you're driving right now, we'll put all of his information right there on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. Check us out. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, financial markets, current events, I guess, is the biggie right now, is what's going on in the world. Reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
UDirect IRA Services has helped thousands of Americans invest their IRA outside of the stock market, into real estate, land, private notes, and more, to improve their financial future. UDirect IRA is a third-party administrator providing complete and accurate information on self-directed IRAs so you can make the most of your retirement funds. Educating individual investors and professionals is the cornerstone of UDirect IRA. We have events right here in Southern California geared towards self-directed investing. We also offer webinars, so no matter where you are, you can learn to earn. Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report? It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. I've shared this with you many times. Been looking at the credit report since the 80s, and I have never, ever seen a credit report that's completely accurate, just the way it is. So let's give you a little tip for the day. How is credit utilization ratio calculated, and does it matter? Well, here's the issue. The credit utilization ratio is the amount you owe on your credit cards compared to their limits. So I am the simple man. If you have a $1,000 limit on your credit cards and you've used $400, you've used 40% of your utilization. That gives you 40% credit utilization on that card. So FICO, which is the only score that matters, you can get a Vantage score. It's irrelevant. It doesn't mean anything to anybody. FICO score is the one that matters. They're going to look at a combination of your per card utilization and your overall utilization. What's the difference? Well, the per card says that on the one I just told you is a 40%. Now, what if you have a bunch of cards and some have balances, some don't have balances, or here's a better one. You have 5 cards, no balance on any of them, but they've only got $100 limits on each one. And then you've got a $10,000 card that has a 90% or $9,000 used. Well, you're going to have a very, very high utilization limit, and it's going to take up a good portion of the points that are associated with that. 30, 35 points goes to the utilization of credit. So here's the issue. I've told you this before. Pay your payment right before the statement closing date. The due date is irrelevant. Make your payments right before the statement due date, the statement closing date, especially if you pay off your credit cards. That's when you're going to get the best bang for your buck on paying off the card, because when they report, you've got a zero balance. Much better for you. That even if you have to make a payment then and a payment right before, a minimum payment right before the due date, so you don't have a late pay, but always make that payment right before the statement closing date to get your best benefits. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation this morning with Andrew Driggs. He is an immigration attorney. So we've been chatting about immigration and the right ways of doing it. Again, I share with you all the time that I would say beg, borrow, and steal, but don't do the steal part. Beg, borrow, whatever you need to do to hire great counsel. It will. I very rarely find a time when it's not in your best interest to get somebody, a professional, to help you do the things that you're trying to accomplish. Gets done quicker, gets done more efficient, and maybe, in as we learned in the last segment, by not making certain mistakes, maybe it can just get done. Think about that concept. So we've been, and again, if you missed some of the foundation of what we're talking about, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube is where you can get the earlier information. So let's chat about, it's a interesting time of year. We've got generally the summer months are wedding seasons, right? So is it an automatic that if I could get in trouble if I go overseas and find the bride, being that I'm already married, but that might have caused a little problem. But if I was single, went overseas, found a bride, can we just come back and that's all there is to it?
Well, no. When you marry a person, or even if you're just engaged to a person overseas, you have to apply, assuming that you live here full time, you have to apply here in the United States. Your spouse or fiance needs to stay there in the country. And that process generally takes about 9 months to a year. And unfortunately, they're unable to come over. And they're unable to get a visitor visa because you need to have non-immigrant intent. In other words, to get a visa in the first place as a visitor or as a tourist, you cannot have the intention to immigrate to the United States. And if you just got married, of course, the intent is there to come to the United States and live full time.
It seems like it's just as many laws are, pretty foolish, right? I mean, if you're getting married, it almost is an implied intent. You the reason you're getting married is because you want to be together. I mean, in many instances.
Yes, and it's just processing. It's just the processing time that the government has, and it's slow. And it's sometimes slow to get an appointment at the consulate or the embassy, depending upon the country. And it does keep families apart for, a good year probably.
Is it slow for legitimate reasons, or is it just because the government drags their feet?
Well, there are a lot of petitions. There are a lot of applications for citizenship, for green cards, to renew a green card, all types of visas that are even business-related visas that are applied for in the United States. And the United States Citizenship and Immigration Service, something that many people don't know, they are funded by the fees that come in on the petitions. So they can hire as many people as those petition fees allow.
So if right now we're talking about in the political environment that, or even not in the political, we've got 11 million people or somewhere in that range that probably want to stay here. They'd probably rather be here legally than illegally. Wouldn't it be logical or potential, from what you're saying, to just hire enough people to, we've got 36% of our population not working.
True. But there has to be a procedure that exists for them to legalize. And that, as I said before, it's normally through a family member. And it's either a spouse, generally it's the spouse, but it could be a child over 21. But there's a process, and not everyone falls into this process.
So what do you think, somebody that's involved in the system, so to speak, what should we do with the 12 million?
Well, there are some things that are keeping people from legalizing. In 1996, President Clinton signed a law called IRA-IRA that said that if you have been illegally inside the country for 6 months and you leave the country, you cannot come back for 3 years. And if you've been here in the country illegally for 1 year and you leave the country, you cannot come back for 10 years. And so that concept is called that you are inadmissible to the United States. Now, people who are married, they have children here in the United States, and they don't qualify for a waiver of the 3 and the 10 year bars, they can't leave and come back. And so that's keeping a lot of people here in the shadows and not being able to process for legalization.
Interesting. So if we made some changes to that law, then it might benefit solving some of the problems.
Just taking away the 3 and the 10 year bars, which were not in the law until 1996 to begin with. If we just got rid of those, you would see a lot of people having to leave according to the law and come back in with some type of a petition, either through a parent or a child or a spouse, and being able to come in right away. So that would help the situation a lot. And it's, you know, 3 years, 10 years, that's just arbitrary. That's just something that some congressman or senator dreamed up and President Bill Clinton signed. And so that has really done a lot to exacerbate the problem here with people staying here illegally.
It's amazing. I talk about it all the time, Andy, about the unintended consequences of some of the laws that, you know, the government getting involved in so many things, and we end up with some of these unintended consequences, or something like this.
Well, everybody wants their friends and the people that they know, or the people that they employ, they all want to legalize them, but they don't want to legalize anybody else.
Right.
But the problem is that you have people that have been here a long time, that have started businesses, that employ people. I know several businesses here in the Los Angeles area that are pretty big businesses run by people who are undocumented. And they might have 50 to 100 employees. And, you know, and they pay taxes. And that's one other thing, there's a big misconception. People who are here undocumented, who are not here legally, they pay every tax that you and I pay. They pay the sales tax. They pay the use taxes. They pay income taxes. Most people get paid by a check.
Sure.
If they didn't, companies would get a knock on the door,
right?
And so they receive a check. They get federal withholding and state withholding taken out of their paychecks. They don't get it back, but they pay the taxes.
But they don't get that refund back.
That's right.
So many of them, they're probably paying
more than. And so they pay every tax that we pay. They certainly pay their property taxes, either through their rent or through their mortgage.
Sure.
And so we have a situation where a lot of people like to say, well, I'm a taxpayer and these people are sucking up the services. But the truth is, they're taxpayers as well.
And they're probably paying more, again, because they're not getting
the
refunds.
That's right. They're not getting the refunds.
And
they're building and they're propping up our social security system.
Absolutely. We're going to chat more. We're going to find out 5 bad mistakes immigrants make and how to avoid them. We'll try and touch on a couple when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate grants and the financial markets. You can reach us, our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like this mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
Lexus Carlsbad and Lexus Escondido introduced the Unlimited Mile L Certified Pre-Owned Warranty Program that includes 2 years of maintenance. Details at LexusCarlsbad.com or LexusEscondido.com. You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by the Siegel Lending Team. When you're ready for that next loan, maybe it's your first home. Maybe it's a second home, luxury home. Team has all the products, and no, there are not any lender fees at all. And very, very aggressive fees right now, very, very aggressive rates right now. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with someone at the team. They can help you out. U.S. home ownership rate hits a 48-year low. You can only say one thing about that one. I mean, that's 48-year low.
Ow!
Yeah. So why is it declining? Second quarter 2015, seasonally adjusted home ownership declined to 63.5%, down from 64.7% in the second quarter of 2014. And that's according to the Commerce Department. It's not a Ron Siegel Radio number. And it's amazing watching how since 2005, the home ownership rates have really been declining. And we talked about that as the holding period grew from our six-year holding period all the way up to 10-year holding period on our homes. Now we're starting to turn back down again. I'm going to recommend again, you need to be looking right now if you are a young person, the millennials. Think about getting your own home with interest. We're not building a lot of homes, so the supply is not increasing a lot. And interest rates are near record lows. Think about that. And if you're a seasoned citizen or you own a lot of own property, Think about right now, if home ownership rates are declining, but our population is not, and we're all living longer, maybe now's the time to get a hold of us and see what the numbers look like for you to be an investor and rent property. Last year, I think the number I saw was an 8.3% increase in rental rates. Think about that one, 8.3% in just in the rents. That doesn't account for appreciation as well. Just a thought for you. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by the Siegel Lending Team. Continuing our conversation this morning, Andrew Driggs, an immigration attorney, is in with us. He's written a book, Five Bad Mistakes Immigrants Make and How to Avoid Them, and English and in Spanish. English and in Spanish. Those of you watching, I got to get the sides of the book correctly. So it depends on which way you read it as to which language you're getting in. So, Andy, give us a number one mistake people make that they really don't need to make.
Well, certainly the thing that affects people more than anything else in their efforts to become legalized is a criminal history. Okay. And
so are you trying to tell us don't break the law?
If you are an immigrant, not only can you not break the law, which of course is seems axiomatic, but I tell people that there are two words that will save you from almost any contact with immigration or any problem in legalizing. And those two words are don't drink. Because alcohol-related problems include domestic violence. Immigration is very tough on domestic violence, as you can imagine.
Sure.
Drunk driving, immigration is extremely tough on drunk drivers. In fact, if you find yourself in the immigration court, there was an immigration judge in Las Vegas. If you had a DUI, you weren't getting out because he would bring up a case and say that you're a danger to society. Now, the truth is, unfortunately, a lot of people drink while intoxicated and they get DUIs. And in
sure.
Las Vegas, there's 20,000 a year DUIs. But if you don't drink, you're going to – I visit with people in consultations, and I ask them always, what contact have you ever had with immigration or with Immigration Customs Enforcement, ICE, which is the immigration police? And they've said, no, we've never had any contact whatsoever. And I always ask them, do you drink? And they always tell me no. Why? Why do you ask? And the reason is because if people drink, they will get into trouble with immigration.
Interesting. And it's amazing how that seems like it should be very simple it baffles me sometimes why people will do things that will just make their own lives more difficult. Right. I mean, I use this example all the time with different situations. I dislocated a shoulder in college. They said you can either have surgery or stop skiing. Pretty simple. I don't like a knife on me.
Right.
Stop skiing, right?
Same
situation. You want to improve your life.
Life isn't fair.
Right.
And different rules apply to different people. If you're a United States citizen, you could be the second gunman on the grassy knoll. You're not going to get kicked out of the country. But if you're an immigrant, if you're an undocumented immigrant, and also if you have a green card, you can still be deported. You could be here as a permanent resident for years, and you can still be deported for criminal activity.
Interesting. Okay, so we got one of the keys right there. Give me another one of these bad mistakes.
Another thing that is very important is that people, you would be amazed at how many people come into my office and they tell me their story, and I ask for documentation that they've been given either by the immigration court or by the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services or any related agency, and they don't have a piece of paper. Oh, I threw them away, or we moved, or there was a fire, or whatever. It is so important to keep all paperwork, every single piece of paper that in some way is related to your immigration situation. On the flip side, I've had people that have kept every scrap of paper, every receipt, everything, and it's fantastic because you can generally help those people. So just by having the records from your past issues with immigration, we've reopened cases, deportation cases from 1998, that where a person was deported, he kept all of his documentation. He was ill-served by his then immigration attorney. We got the case reopened. We got the case terminated. He now just received his green card in the last week. And he had tried many times with many attorneys to fix this problem, and he finally fixed it after, gosh, more than almost 20 years.
So here's an issue before we go on to the next one, Andy. I don't know how many we'll get through, but I want to talk to you a little bit about service providers, right? Because there's so many people that will – many of the illegal immigrants came here through some very, very challenging situations. They were taken advantage of drastically, either in many financially, physically, emotionally. And then they come here, land of opportunity, and there's still people that are I don't know what the right word that I'm thinking about. They're taken advantage of them.
Yes, unfortunately. You know, many people who want to find help with their immigration process, they will talk to their friends, which is fantastic. You know, referrals, all of our businesses rely on referrals. But so many of them go to these notarios. They're called notarios because in Mexico and other Latin American countries, a notary is almost to the level of an attorney. But of course, here in the United States, a notary is someone who just witnesses documents and verifies signatures and things like that. So they go to these notarios or what they call immigration consultants, and they're taken advantage of. Often they pay prices that exceed my prices. And these people do not know the law, and they suggest things that have gotten people deported. They've gotten I know a notario. I'm trying to fix a case right now where a notario sent a person down to Mexico. She's not coming back unless we're trying to do the best job we can in trying to get her back. She's married to another undocumented person, and so the opportunities for a waiver are limited. And so she's stuck down there. Why? Because she listened to an immigration consultant that they do not know the law. They do not understand it, and they are not interested at all whether you succeed or fail in your case.
They just want to collect their fees, and which is basically the same thing that happened to so many as they come here.
Absolutely. Right? They get exploited, and unfortunately and very sadly, they get exploited within their own community.
That's the worst part about it. And there's people that are out there preying on them, like you say, in their own community, just preying on them and taking such advantage. Well, we want to make sure that we get the right guidance out there. I am not, you know me, I'm a conservative guy. I want to make sure that people are not hurt. They come to this country for opportunity, and we want to make sure. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Andy. He's got a book, 5 Bad Mistakes Immigrants Make, How to Avoid Them. It's in English and in Spanish, both. So we're going to put the opportunities of how you can get that right there, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700.
Hey guys, Scott Van Pelt here for Sport Clips Haircuts. You know Sport Clips appreciates everything guys do. So this month they're giving you double the Sport Clips MVP experience for the price of a single MVP. It's the Sport Clips Instant Replay. After your haircut, go into open.